there can be 15 individuals in who apply for one place. So it's clearly competitive in that there's a lot of interest in attending these schools. There are 15 or so applicants per place. So it can't be compulsory, it's clearly voluntary. Why do people want to learn there? Well, children receive more different life skills and experience. There's greater discipline. So families sometimes want, at a particular stage, so the adolescence stage of their child's life, parents sometimes wish for their children to receive a slightly firmer form of education and wish for them to learn a certain discipline. So is it voluntary or not? The applicant themselves undergo an interview with the school, and during the interview, which is held with the teachers, the candidate responds to a series of questions. Why do you want to study in this school? What are your goals? Perhaps in some cases they are being forced, but we haven't had that impression so far. At least we've got no evidence of that being the case. Now, statistics. Statistics are, of course, essential. And our country understands the importance of having statistical data. I'd like to note that over the last 8 years, the Ministry for Foreign Affairs has been working very hard with the ministries and departments of Turkmenistan and pressing upon them the need for a more detailed level of statistics in order to work better with international organizations. You gave a few examples. There was the mix surveys, so mix 6 and mix 7, through which Turkmenistan shared all necessary information with international bodies. The two categories of information here, there's the category of information on which Turkmenistan is working with international organizations, and then there's another category of information which exists in all countries and is used for intelligence or secret purposes. And of course, those statistics are often used by our ministries to inform their decisions. Now, of course, Ms. Todorova, our political decisions are not decided on a whim in an anarchic way. It's not as if we just meet up, sit together, have a meal, and then reach a decision. The state, like any monitoring system, takes its decisions in a way that is informed by data and statistics. So we take statistics very seriously. Regarding the question of early marriage and attendance, we take statistics very seriously too. Through local self-government bodies, the central government bodies receive data about certain trends, and you drew attention to the fact that depending on how relevant or severe a situation is, then resources are mobilized at the government level to tackle a given issue. Now, I'm not trying to say that we don't have any issues with school non-attendance or early marriages. Of course, these do occur. But I would point out that statistics determine a problem. that a state's approach and the state's decision, and we shouldn't forget this, is also an indication of what the state is doing. So a state might provide information on early marriage, you know, 10 or 20, but not do anything about it. And we know that in a certain number of regions or continents where early marriage and school non-attendance and other issues are very serious problems, but nothing is done about them. So we will continue to improve our statistics and do our utmost to provide you with detailed information, but we need to think not just about statistics, but also about the approaches that are followed by states and what they do. Please listen to, you know, the other international organizations with whom we work, and human rights defenders. They will help you identify which issues are the most prominent in our country. Thank you. I'm afraid I went on a little bit there. I would now like to give the floor to our representative of the Ministry of Internal Affairs and the Office of the Procurator General.
Oh,